This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it. And the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midway Street Cars. Like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
We are here again Tuesday. All you listeners that don't believe us, it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
We're doing another podcast because that's what we do on Tuesdays.
We're live right now on Tuesday.
It's
live to us.
It's live to Sean anyway.
That's right.
Sean is live, you guys.
I'm live.
If you were here, Sean would be live. All right, Chief and Sean Show podcast 8/9/16. I don't know why I just said the date. But
Tuesday.
Just to remind everybody,
like
it's Tuesday.
Clockwork.
Yeah, you know. We have a very special guest in the Meth Shack today.
Very special.
Yes. Big Mark is here. You may have seen him on the television show we're not allowed to talk about that he organized and
Street
put together Outlaws? One of the biggest cash days ever. And Big Mark has been... He's been around and in the 405 and what it has to do with and street racing and cash days and big events and everything else since the beginning, really.
Yeah.
And he's still around, and he's the one who puts on the Outlaw Armageddon race along with many other no-prep races and other series and everything else. He ran the Mod Street 275 series forever and ever and ever. I mean, everything the guy touches as far as a promoter goes is gold. So he's here today. He's putting on a small race in the next couple of weeks here.
It's pretty small. You may have heard of it.
It's called Outlaw Armageddon. He's putting that on at Thunder Valley. Tell us a little bit about it, Mark.
Well, it is a very small race. You know, just a couple of people will be attending from all over the place. Five countries, 47 states say that they want to come.
What kind of race is it?
It is a no prep race.
Like a real
no prep.
Yeah, the only thing I prep is the finish line.
Now hang on here, because we've heard no prep a lot.
I've heard no prep a lot, and you see cars running 4.0s and 3.0s and stuff like that.
It's just a big misunderstanding.
No prep's getting thrown around a lot. Now, in the history of no prep, I feel like me and Mark were some of the originators of the no prep, and Nick, the manager of Thunder Valley. He put on a no prep in Denton, one of the first ones I'd ever even heard of.
Yes.
We were doing what was called the King of the Concrete, which was at the other end of the racetrack. Mark, the no prep thing has been thrown around a lot, and there's all kinds of new players in the no prep game. There's new series and new this and new that and all these different things, and they're trying to get all the Street Outlaws involved, and they're trying to make a bunch of money and put it all in their pocket. Now, up to date, as far as the money goes, Mark has been very generous to put these type of races on without taking a big paycheck and putting it back into the racetrack or putting it back into the next race. But the big difference is in the no prep. Like when everyone says no prep, that means something different to everyone.
Yes. Normally it means light prep.
Normally, yeah, from what we've seen, most of the guys are still dragging and they're brushing and they're spraying a little bit here and there, or they may prep it once and then not prep it the rest of the day.
Or they have an event the night before.
Right, yeah.
Or they have testing 2 hours before.
Exactly.
Yeah. So to the Outlaw Armageddon race that happens here at Thunder Valley, what is no prep? What does that mean?
No prep is as simple as no prep. You do not touch the track. You do not let people walk on it. You do not let people crawl on it, drive down it, look at it, taste it, smell
it. What about testing? Can I test on it before the race?
You can test in a different area, but on the surface that we race on, it goes against everything of no prep. No, you are not going to test on the surface that you're racing on. We do have an area that you can test on the big end that, you know, we have security and safety and fire and rescue and everything else the same as what I would cover for you guys at the actual race. But it's basically, you know, just kind of to test your cars out in the heat or
shake them
in
down.
The, you know, just find out exactly what Thunder Valley is doing. It is not the spot where you're going to be racing at. I do not let anybody touch it, is what it all boils down to. It is a no prep. If you're going to lightly prep it, if you're going to lightly spray it, drag it, whatever, you're messing with the track and you're changing the conditions.
I'm not interested
exactly.
in races like that.
Myself either.
You know why? Because my car's fat and heavy and slow at a prep track. So
sounds like
I'm not interested in racing cars that, you know, are going to out ET me on something that I don't have an advantage on.
You know,
or even, you know,
because you're
the
a pussy.
Same.
he did call
that,
you a vagina.
You know, and
he did.
And I do like true no prep.
So, so this is a true no prep as far as the surface that we will be racing on Saturday.
And Friday.
As far as the surface we're going to be racing on, before the first two cars go down of the first round, this thing is untouched.
I will broom it with a broom. And I will blow it with air.
But that's what we would do maybe
and
at a street
that's
race.
It.
If
that,
the street was, I mean, we went to Cash Days last two weekends ago, and they broomed it. If the road was dirty, I watched them broom it.
Oh, yeah?
You know?
That was before I drove
And all that is
my
to get off any dust or contamination or grass or something like that.
But it's basically the same thing you may see at a normal Cash Days or street race or whatever.
That's right.
But other than that, it's a no prep.
That's absolutely right.
And this race pays a lot of money. It was one of the big money payout races. One of the first ones that ever happened. Last year, you paid $20,000 to win this race.
That's right.
And
how would you know that?
Well, I know that because I know the guy who won it.
Oh, yeah?
And he is a good-looking son of a bitch, I tell you what.
Yeah.
And he won $20,000, and it's not like $20,000 in a check. It's not like $20,000, we're going to give it to you in bonus points or token.
It's dirty dollar bill.
It is dirty dollar bill. Some
shit
of them,
that got bet with at the starting line.
And I found
stuff in people's nose with, everything.
Yeah.
It's dirty dollar bills.
Yeah, and there are, I mean, the money that I won, the $20,000 that I won, it was handed to me in cash on the starting line after I won and drove my car back to the starting line because I'm a boss. It was handed to me, and I spread it out on the hood of the car. I mean, that was real deal $20,000. Some of it even smelled like marijuana, and I don't know who put that
in
there.
Well, that wasn't before you got it, though.
I was holding it before then.
It may have smelled like marijuana, but that was on the trip home.
Did you see that he was more worried about the trophy than he was the cash, though?
Hey,
yeah. I was watching that cash show.
But cash.
It's because he's rich.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. No, it's not because I'm rich. It's because I know that any money that touches my hand is spent before it gets in my pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
But that trophy ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? That trophy will be there. I spent that $20,000 so fast I can't even count it. But
just getting the car right back right.
God damn.
She was wore out
she
after that race.
Yeah, she was hurting. But that's the kind of race that Mark puts on, is the kind of race you want to win. And so you're going to do whatever. And you're going to race your car with no oil pressure. And you're going to drain the generators and the trucks and anything you can to get oil in the car to make it to the starting line. You're going to do whatever you can to win that race. I know that because I've been there. And now, at the last Outlaw Armageddon, you know, you see all these big races where they're promoting the Street Outlaws being there, and they're promoting the big-name guys being there. And, I mean, let's be honest, they're paying those guys to show up. You know what I mean? I mean, that's, you know, that's what they have to do to get them to come to their no prep. Now, Mark doesn't have to pay the big-name guys to come there because it is the mecca of no prep, right? I mean, these guys show up because they want to. So
yeah, no, we're not getting nothing to come to this race.
In the spirit of that, like, Who are some of the names that you have coming to this race that people should be aware of?
It's really simple. The names that are coming are every single one of the Street Outlaws. Every single one of them.
Wait a minute. Not just like some of them? Not just like two of them? We're talking all of them?
You know those people that used to be on the show way back when? I mean, I won't mention any names, Varley, but even he will be there. But it's everybody that's going
to
be there.
How much you pay Varley to show up?
Now, that's kind of confidential.
He's top guy right there.
I mean, but, you know, it all goes back to the day of, you know, when, you know, Chief and I, you know, started out when just introducing to this, you know, he's from the original, you know, and he's going to be there. I mean, everybody that has ever been a part of anything that has gone on the street that we've done or anything like that is going to be there. This is where it all originated from. You know, this is y'all's house. This is your backyard. You know, you're representing. This is your home.
Well,
and that's what we do. So all the street outlaws from Oklahoma will be there. Some of the guys that are trying to be fast from New Orleans are going to be there.
yeah.
And, you know, there's even guys that are wanting to come from all over that you know, think that they're fast. But as last year proved, it never has been or will never be the fastest car that wins. So it's really cool watching them, you know, but when it comes down to it, the people that have it in their blood that have been doing it from day one, you know, I met you the first night you ever came out, Sean.
Yeah.
You know, in Mexico, but
yeah,
you know,
Sean,
yeah.
You've been doing that since you started out.
I'm kind of picking up what you're putting down there. I didn't win it last year, like you had just said. The fastest car didn't win.
You tried.
I caught what you just said about the fastest car not winning. You know, but hey, I did get put out by the guy who won. So
did everybody else.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the flyer here, and I mean,
it's retarded.
Dude, you almost can't get all the cars on it. The cars are so little. There's so many big name people.
I mean, yeah. I'm looking at, you know, Murder Nova, Goliath, Dominator, Chuck, Jeff Lutz, Larry Larson.
Don't forget Doc.
Doc. Well, we can't forget Doc or he'll get mad.
I love you,
Monza,
Doc.
God, John Doe,
Banknote will be there.
Banknote, Birdman,
even James
Reaper.
Goad.
Yeah, Reaper's going to be there. David Bird Jones is going to be there. Mike Murillo, Chuck 55, The Mistress, Jackie Knox in the Sonoma, John Quick. Look out for that dude. He's fast.
That car's fast.
Brian Chucky Davis,
phew.
Like
Easy
Bodie.
Chucky.
You know, hey baby, Bodie gonna be. You know, Bodie gonna be. Bodie in the house, y'all.
Ah, Big Mark.
Big Mark, what's happening? It's Bodie.
Yeah. Bodie. Yeah.
Bodie up in the house right now. Dude, we're talking everyone. I mean, everyone that's anyone in the street racing or no prep game is gonna be there. It's on Troy Scott. Wow, look out!
He's gonna have the Opal there.
Look out!
He says he's going to be there. You know, he says he's got it. Remember the last time he came, he decided to try to go surfing.
Well, the last time he came was the last time we was able to do that deal.
Yeah, he spun that car around a few times.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah, he damn near hit the tree.
But he did a good job of driving.
He did.
And he didn't tear anything up.
Troy's legit.
Troy is legit. And that car is legit. And I'm telling you, you watch out. Troy Scott and that Opal, that's one right there. The man knows how to go the ET that it takes to win a race like this.
Well, he knows how to go A to B, too. I can rarely see him have to abort a pass. I think I can call the ball,
though. I have kind of a thought process, a hypothesis, as you'd say. I think James Finney's going to get knocked off this time.
Really?
I absolutely do.
Now, he's been beat before. Chuck 55 beat him in Wichita somewhere, right?
He has been beat before. He has been beat before.
55's fast,
but Birdman right now is
he's at the top of the game.
He's
man.
At the top of the no prep game.
He is.
So to have Birdman there, it just shows that if you win this event, You can pat yourself on the back. You know what I mean?
I honestly feel something. That if somebody steps up to the plate, you know, I honor a call out as long as the other person is okay with it. I think somebody needs to call him out first. You know, I think it needs to happen first because the longer he goes, the faster his car gets. Period.
That didn't work out so well for your mom last time.
My mom legitimately or your mom?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no, we're not talking about your mom. Remember? you said we couldn't do that.
Yeah, no, that, you know... Myself and my crew, when we show up to do something, we do it together. You know, I'm not open for having other people helping me. You know, I have family that travels with me. And bottom line,
that's not even the whole list. There's another page of
the list. There's over 250 entries of people that are racing.
Name a few more people that didn't even make the first list.
The first page. I mean,
yes.
I'm on the second page here, and I see Kayla Morton. I see Ryan Martin. I see
Ryan Martin's car is fast.
Which one? The Camaro? They're going to race the Camaro?
It's big tires now, and it's fast.
Like full-blown big tire?
Full-blown.
Why would you take that radio car and make it a full-blown big tire?
Because you're Ryan, by God, Martin.
Steve Wiley is going to be there. He's a no-prep kicking-ass motherfucker.
God dang. Yeah, how'd he get in?
He paid me money.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That fucking car's fast.
Dude, there's a lot of fast cars on this list, dude. I mean, look, Billy Banaka, Brandon, that's the... nitrous car from Mississippi or whatever.
David Bird Jones couldn't get his car done in time, so he just went and bought another one, and it's fast.
Bodie probably bought it for him, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jonathan. Oh, the Rusty Hook is in.
Hey, yeah. That Rusty Hook, I'm going to tell you right now, Friday night.
That's a dirty car.
That thing put down a pass.
Yeah, it's a dirty-ass car. It's a dirty car for sure. There's a lot of fast cars on this list, guys. Like, geez Louise, this is gonna be retarded. I mean,
there's a couple cars on there that have been threes.
Yes. Ryan, no, there's a
yes.
Steve Wiley.
Birdman, Ryan Birdman. Martin, Steve Wiley. There's a few 3 second legitimate 3 second cars here. My car's been 403 a couple times. I mean, Lutz's car's been threes. I mean, dude, there's some 3 second cars here.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it is they are still accepting people to get tickets to come watch the best race that they've ever seen.
Now, Thunder Valley, now I heard some complaints from last year about people not being able to see, people not being able to get in because the place was packed. Let's be honest. The place was packed. There was a lot of people there to see Chief.
Yeah. You know? I saw him.
And the fastest car, Sean.
They
were there.
So what have you done anything about that? You got to do something, right? Have you done? What have you done to change it up from last year?
What Nick did is he went in and number one, we actually purchased a lot more bleachers. There's going to be bleachers on the sides, both sides of the track now that I can't even tell you how many tushies that thing's going to hold. There's also going to be a set of bleachers that is right underneath the bridge in the middle of the staging lanes that the cars are going to go around. So you literally, if anybody is in those stands, you had to pay for your ass to sit on that stand. Literally.
Gonna hold all them fat asses on the
every
seats.
One of them, okay?
So Thunder Valley has taken every empty spot that there's not going to be a race car, and they put bleachers.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Then the general admission will be out front, so you will not be able to stand in front of people that have paid. So we are honoring the people that have actually paid these VIP spots and everything to be able to come in here. They're just going to – they have a clear shot at what they're doing. I mean, it's not going to be chaos. Last year was the first year we didn't know how it was going to turn out.
No one knew it
was
going to
be that big.
I thought there was going to be – honestly, I thought there was going to be about 6,000 to 7,000 people there. Who knew that 20,000 people wanted to come see Sean's car?
I still feel like that's a lie.
I've got the stats. It was actually
the stats of people that paid.
Okay, that's right.
You didn't. Yeah, you got the stat sheet that they sent the government.
I can show you my W-2, bitches.
They actually shut it off at 19.8, and then they just said, "Guys, come in at your own deal because you're not going to be able to see."
Yeah, now, and then 10,000 more people came in.
Now, what we did on this deal, we actually got a 40 to 50 foot LED, the biggest LED screen made, and it's going to be on property, and people are actually going to be watching.
Wow.
It.
Yeah, so
where's that going to be at? Travis Pastrana has the biggest one.
Now, I don't know if his is LED. His may be plasma. Travis Pastrana just built that 64
which
foot.
Which one's better?
I think ours is 40.
Okay, then his has got to be LED.
I don't know. Yeah, it may be something else. It may be something alien.
What's on top of LED?
4K.
There you go.
It's 4K. Travis Pastrana.
It's 4K then.
4K.
4K?
It's 5K. Actually, I heard it was 6K, but they couldn't get it.
He's got dollars.
Yeah.
He's got dollars.
So,
he doesn't even know.
Okay, so where's that screen going to be?
It's going to be on the opposite side of where the other concession stand was, facing, towards the end of the track. So where the dirt hill is over there, it's going to be basically facing that, so all those people will be able to watch and hang out.
So how many cars are in the class?
There's over 100 cars in Big Tire. Entered
what?
Right now. There's
what?
Over 100.
Wait a minute. How does that work?
We all just draw out of a bag like normal.
Well, it's going to be real cool. You all get to hang out and watch the other guys go the night before. That whole deal will be done the night before. 31. You all will be sitting waiting on Saturday, waiting for that last dude to get.
Okay,
there.
So there's 30...
so there's 70, almost 70 cars that are going to fight for one spot.
On Friday night.
And those guys are going to have 5 licks on the track without us.
Holy shit.
So Saturday, there's 32 cars.
There's 31 now. We're waiting on that 32nd out of the 70.
To win your way in. So there's 70 guys trying to win their way in.
So what are you going to
win? That person that wins that will win $10,000 cash.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Then that will put them into the Invitational. And... that's another $30,000. So that person has the opportunity to win 40 grand in just that one class.
Okay, what are you going to do when, you know how it goes, man. People's going to be testing their asses off this week. Lots of people are probably going to break, I don't want to say this, but maybe crash.
Right.
Are you going to let more than one in? Is that how you're going to do it? Or are you going to invite somebody else? Say 3 people drop out. So are you going to take the top 4 from the night before?
As in, I don't understand.
Well, you got to replace those people.
Yeah,
say somebody's
31.
In the 31.
What he's trying to say is you got 31 right now, but
some drop out and you got 28.
Say three of the 31 drop out.
It would probably be the last one standing. You know, I'm not going to just start handpicking, you know, because there's no way to regulate.
Right, but you take them out of the class.
So you'll take
Friday.
Them out of the class from right, Friday night. Right. Okay, cool.
So they're still racing their way in.
That's right.
So they have a chance, even though they may not get number one, they still have a chance if somebody backs out of the 31.
That's correct.
That's cool.
That's correct. Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, the 31 have been handpicked, you know, and the population is actually who picked everybody, you know. They voted on, you know, who they wanted to see. And
oh, really? This is a voted? This is by the people?
This is absolutely by
the 31 cars were by the people?
That's correct.
Wow, and I made that in?
Honestly, I did not have a hand in picking one single car in
the
31.
Am I in?
You are in.
I made it.
You are in.
Yeah, I made it too, I guess.
I feel like
I mean, did
won...
I? Or am I racing Friday?
I feel like if you won the year before, you get a buy-in.
Yeah, that should be automatic.
But
look,
Mark
there's
don't
Chief
care.
And who else?
Mark doesn't care. Mark's
nope,
like,
I'm just there for, I got a front row seat. I get the coolest seat in the house.
Yeah, I figured that if I wouldn't have made it in, Mark would have been, look, man, you didn't make it.
I couldn't even
pull
strings.
I'm gonna be the one guy standing up there doing the race your way in, and I feel like I'm fucking as street as anybody.
Yeah, no, he's gonna wait till after the podcast to let you know.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna, look, I didn't want to ruin the podcast.
So everybody in the world needs to come, because if you want to see your favorite anything, no prep guy, favorite street racer,
I'm gonna
favorite
show up to
big
see
name,
my favorite guys.
Me, I'm your favorite guy.
I see you every day, so that's like, you know.
Well, but that you're lucky.
I'm still excited every day. People tell me all the time. I get messages all the time. Man, it must be fucking cool to get to hang out with Chief all day. I'm like, you have no fucking idea, man.
You just can't wait to wake up every morning.
Can't wait to get here. I said, if I get here before him, I just sit and wait.
Just wait on him? Do you
get
him anything
guys,
to drink?
He's coming in the gate.
Do you get him a hot dog to eat for breakfast?
You know, oh, my sometimes. God.
Hot links?
Yeah.
He tries. Meat.
I usually meet him at the back door.
Yeah, I bet. My best friend. I usually bring sausage for him to eat in the morning.
Yeah,
I like meat, guys. What can I say? I like meat. So, what's the deal here? On my notes, it says that there are idiots on social media, which we all know that. But it says they're questioning whether or not the video of the Crow Mod is sped up. What? What video of the Crow Mod is sped up? Which video? I don't do that bullshit. Oh, that video.
Yeah.
Oh,
why would
one...
any video be sped up?
Just tell them it is, because they're not going to believe you.
Let's watch it.
No, it's not.
I can tell you that I've got a video that's faster than that one, so it's definitely not.
Yeah. No, I watch. I probably got videos on my phone.
Oh, I'm looking at the guy. So there's a guy named Brandon Griggs, and he says it's sped up. Chief, fire your Facebook manager for posting this dumb shit. So what? It's not leaving like Birdman.
I thought only Birdman
yet.
Does that,
dude. Kai's the only one I think that's actually done that.
That speeds it up.
Yeah, because he thought
that was a New Orleans deal.
Birdman posted that video of his car, and everybody thought it was sped up. So Kai posted one of his car at the track and
sped it up. Yeah,
that
was at the track.
And so now everybody's saying that mine is sped up. I guess that's awesome.
Will you do me a favor this year, though? And this may be too soon. Do not give Kai Kelly any more money. He has got some nice shit.
Hey, I beat him last time we raced.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know
well,
I mean?
Then we need to do it again.
He gave me money. He wouldn't bet me a lot of money.
No.
But
I had a couple of bets at the line, and they backed out right before you guys raced. So I couldn't even get a bet at the line.
Yeah. I mean.
What's the world coming to?
I know.
You know? Well, it is what it is.
I mean, ride with your boy. You know what I mean? If I thought that Chief was hurt and there's no way he's going to outrun him, you bet your ass I'm still betting some money.
Whoever
Leon
Eckhart is, I like him. He says, Brandon Griggs, what you want? It's not Kai Kelly. Only Kai does that dumb shit.
Yeah.
If you think it's sped up, you can think that, but it ain't sped up. I promise. That's what he said.
I'm telling you right now, I've watched the fucking Crow Mod on the street.
Where's this guy from?
Every pass it's ever made, and it leaves like a fucking cartoon. It's not sped up.
You know, the cool thing is, he could know the real truth if he would just come to Outlaw Armageddon.
Exactly.
And watch.
He's seen it before.
There's no way to speed it up.
Dude, if you speed it up any more than it already goes, you wouldn't see it. Like there's to be no way to see the damn car. It's that fast. It's really. I mean, you know, it's a goddamn Pro Mod, guys. What do you think it's gonna look like?
What's it built for? It's built for fucking speed.
It's
not
a lot of it.
It's built to look sped up. You know what I mean? I mean, the car just sitting there looks like it's in fast forward.
Yeah.
The nose
slow that
long.
Thing down. Just sitting in the shop.
It looks
pull
like
a shoot.
It looks like it looks like you took a 68 Firebird. At the finish line shot with the iPhone 4 and paused it and screenshotted it.
Yep.
That's what the car looks like just sitting there. It's all stretched
you ought to
out.
Just pull the chute.
Anyway, whatever. I don't care. They can think that all they want. I can send them all the videos they want, and if they don't believe me, they can come out to the street and watch it run. I mean, it ain't sped up, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. It's really fast on the street, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, anything can be beat. That's why we street race, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't unbeatable, you know? Hell, it's been beat before. You got to watch Season 8, baby. You don't believe me, watch Season 8. Whatever. I'm looking at the Facebook page here, and what's even more interesting than the Cro-Mod being sped up in video is a picture of me with a fan, and her name is Patricia, and... I'm in a white t-shirt, and
it must have been 30 degrees outside,
dude. I can tell you what happened, but you're not gonna believe me. I might as well tell you that I might as well just say the chrome
Mark,
sped
have you seen
up
it?
He was standing next to Sean,
right? Have you seen that it picture, Mark? Look at this picture.
I might as well just say that it's the chrome mod video sped
what's
up.
What's the first thing that points out to you?
Oh, it's cold outside. Oh, it's real cold. Where are you all at? Nebraska or Colorado?
He, you know what he did? He just left the convenience store and he walked out of the beer cave.
Yeah, I bet.
Look, wow. Okay.
There's definitely some explaining that needs to be done there.
I can tell you what happened, okay?
I can tell you what happened.
So I was in the shop and I was, you know, I don't get to go to the gym anymore because people like to talk to you the whole time you're at the gym about, you know, street outlaws or whatever.
And hug you and stuff.
And they like
and
to
your
hug
nipples.
You and they take pictures of you at the gym when you look amazing, right?
Yeah.
So I don't really get to, and you can't really get loud and turn the music up because they want to talk to you. So then you got to turn the music down, take your headphones off, you know. So we put in a, you know, a squat rack and a bench and stuff here at the shop. So that's where I do my shit. So I was back there and I was lifting and I was in my zone and it's 108 degrees outside. And I get a message from one of the producers that says that they need some voiceover for Facebook or for the commercials or whatever. And that's the stuff where I record when I say stuff like, tonight on Street Outlaws, Farm Truck and Asian get back to their crazy antics while the list gets faster and louder and the bets are higher and more higher than they were before. And Chief's even
just
higher than he was
so
yesterday.
High.
And Chief's higher, and Chief's car is sped up high.
Chief's car's louder.
And Chief's car is,
the drivers are faster.
Yeah. And so I came in here to record that. Well, the air conditioner's on in the office. So as soon as I walk
in
the
door. Your shirt was wet as hell,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, of course.
Because it's 200 degrees back here in the shop.
Yeah, and I'm back there trying to lift weights and shit. So as soon as I walk in the office, I get hit with a blast of lukewarm air. It's not cool in here, but it's colder than it is outside.
Yeah, it's like 60 degrees difference.
And my shirt's soaking wet. And so I go on full alert. You know, I mean, you could fucking dial a phone with those things.
Yeah, cut glass.
I mean, it looks like
it's
priceless. It looks like two clitorises hanging off of my chest. Like,
you can definitely tell it's from 3 to 9.
Yeah, I mean, fucking tune in Tokyo, fucking, you could fucking run them things like a goddamn radio.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walk in, there's a lady standing there buying a shirt, and she freaks out because it's me, and she wants a picture and all that. And I'm like,
did she freak out over you, dude, or seriously? I mean, what's going on there? I mean, let's just be honest.
She was at the prime height. You know what I mean? So as soon as I walk in, she's like, oh my God, I got a picture. And I was like, ma'am, I am soaking wet. I've been lifting in the back. I just came in here to record this commercial. And she's like, I don't care. I came all the way here to see you. And damn it, you're going to take a picture with me.
So,
and I was like, all right, cool.
How did the picture get put up? Like, did she send the picture in?
Okay,
she sent
the picture into the Facebook, and then Phantom, our dickhead producer, thought it was good enough to be posted
you,
on
Phantom.
The fucking So Phantom posted it on our fucking Facebook.
Thank
so
you,
so he threw me under the bus on this deal, but whatever. So
I would have waited till November, though.
If the shirt would have been black, it wouldn't have been as bad.
No, but
it doesn't help that it's a white shirt, you know, right. like a wet t-shirt contest.
No, I'm full on wet t-shirt, and
you
I'm
definitely
winning.
Win.
I'm winning. I've got her beat for sure.
Yes. Well, she's got black on, so.
Yeah, and so, dude, I'm just looking at this picture.
I mean, there's nothing else
fucking,
you can say.
No.
There's nothing.
And they like
that can
they
be said.
Follow you. Like if you move your head back and forth, like they follow you. Like the
I
Mona
feel
Lisa.
Like I could go over there, and rub the screen, and I could feel them.
No, I'm pretty sure you could read Braille off of my chest right now. Like, God damn it, man!
God, son
you know,
of a
this
bitch.
Is what people always ask me. Like, what's it like to be famous? And I'm like, you don't understand, like. You can't have a bad day. You can't have a bad look. You can't wear a white t-shirt and lift weights because somewhere someone is going to take a picture with you. And I love it. You can tell. Look at me. I'm smiling. I'm still cool. I hugged her and everything. I was like, dude, I'm soaking wet with sweat. She's like, I don't care. And I was like, you're going to hug me? And I smell like a bum's nutsack. You know what I mean?
Did you tell
like,
her, hey, watch your eyes?
Yeah. And but I didn't realize that I was fucking, I didn't realize I was fully torqued. You know what I mean?
you were twerking in your own way.
I had no idea my areolas were on alert, you know, so. So I took the picture, and of course, her husband takes the picture, or whoever she had with him, you know, that she would have ditched for me in a heartbeat. But they took the picture, and I didn't think it was ever going to come back. I'm like, great.
Her poor husband didn't have a chance.
Here's one of those white t-shirt pictures that's never going to get seen.
And then, boom, it's all over the internet.
It's on my own Facebook page. Like,
and not only that, it was one of our guys that did it. What an asshole.
Damn, man.
God.
But yeah.
That picture will never leave.
Thank you, Phantom. So just to let you guys know.
Thank you.
In case you're wondering, I have small nips that protrude extreme amounts, and they make small circles when I'm doing it. So just to let y'all know. Oh, God. I'm just glad that I lifted before that, because I'd have looked even worse if my shit was sagging way down. You know what I mean? If my nipples were protruding out by my belly button or something.
Yeah, like, or pointed towards the ground.
Yeah, like hers.
Which they're obviously not.
Oh, man. Yeah, listener two.
We're down. We just lost another one. Yep. Bong. That's the sound when you lose another listener. Bong. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So we're getting ready for Outlaw Armageddon. We're doing some things to cars. Sean ripped his car completely apart, refreshed it, put it all back together. We have no idea what it's going to do. We got to test it.
We just started it like, 5 minutes before we came in here?
And what sucks is we can't even get the cars ready for Outlaw Armageddon, because the no prep stuff does take a little bit different setup than the street race stuff. And we can't even get them ready yet because we have to race for the show this week for, you know, for the season that we have been filming, season 8 or whatever. So
season finale.
We have to race.
It's a big deal.
It's a big race, and we're trying not to look past it, but it's really tough because Armageddon is next week, right?
Yeah, and this is like one of the biggest races, like this weekend.
Yeah,
followed by not even the this next weekend.
This
is
week,
the biggest race.
This week, week, and then last week was Cash Days, the biggest race. So every week is the biggest race. It's like the Super Bowl every week. I mean, we're not bitching. You know what I mean? It's better.
So this is literally what you all do.
No, but I had a week. I pulled the motor out, freshened the motor up. I mean, it's all brand new right now. We got, put a different gear ratio transmission in it. We don't even know what the transmission's going to do. So we've got a few nights here to test.
It's going
to
haul ass.
Well, we'll see.
It'll do work. You know what I mean?
We'll see, man. I don't want to go out first round. I fucking hate going out first round.
I don't have to worry about going out first round.
Yeah, because you're going to be there till the finale.
I'm going to be there with the winner.
What day does somebody need to show up to Outlaw Armageddon if they're coming to watch?
I can tell you the best thing to do from last year to keep all the conglomeration at a minimum. Thursday, the gates open at noon for drivers and racers. You know, no spectators are allowed, but you get in there, you get set up, you claim your spot. There's going to be, you know, security and everything there. You know, I come on the scene Thursday morning and I don't leave till Sunday night. So then Friday, the driver meeting is going to start at 2 to 2:30, on both days, but the race is going to start right at 4 o'clock. So it's going to be real fast on Friday. We've got to get all this stuff done. We will race all a big tire on Friday. We will race, 2 rounds of small tire, on that same Friday. And then one of the rounds of True Street, one of the actual complete True Streets is going to be raced that night. And then we will go into Saturday. Again, it's going to be starting early as hell, 2:30.
And it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Yes, it is going to be hot.
Okay, so I looked at some of the comments on the nipple picture. Just damn. Just damn. Just can't do nothing right. You know what I mean? Looking at these, like, oh my God. Says obviously Murdanova's taking the pick and got him wound up thinking about the meat delivery.
Oh yeah.
That's a podcast listener. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a good follower.
Yeah. This guy says you look like you played Bob in the movie Fight Club.
Hey, you don't talk about Fight Club.
Oh, God. This is a true OKC racer with jacked up teeth. Come on, man. Get some braces. Yeah, this is what I got to deal with, guys. Like, just letting you guys know.
At least he's not telling you to get a bra.
Jeez, man.
I'm sure that's on there.
It says, whoa. Steven says, whoa. Now, those are some nips. Are you giving away calcium shots? Maybe going to do some glass cutting? Either way, be careful with those. They look sharp. That's Steven Gooch. Nice name, fucker.
What's funny is all dudes.
Yeah. Well, the chicks are around here, though. Like, here's one. Amanda says, I think you look great, Chief. Looks like you even lost some weight.
There you go.
See?
There you go.
The chicks dig it, so whatever. As long as it gets them.
Hey, Amanda, come in after he gets done working out.
Yeah.
This one says, he finally got headlights in the Crow mod.
Hey, that's a pretty good one. That's pretty good. Oh, look at the one with the kingpin. God damn, that's funny.
This one here says it's a titty bit nipply, not the breast of weather. Could be a little hooter outside. Oh, God damn.
And the picture of the dude off Kingpin.
It shows the Amish dude off of Kingpin with just the white t-shirt with the nips poking through. Oh, this guy says, I told my girl to look at this pic with Big Chief, and the first thing she said is, what's up with those nipples? Of course she did, bro.
Coming from the guy that says, check out Big Chief.
This one says, some things you just can't unsee. Oh, God. This one says, I have a feeling Chief's going to take this pic down as soon as he sees a comment. See, that's just it, though. We don't.
No.
We don't edit. I don't take down the pics. We don't care. Whatever you like to say, at least you're talking about me, right?
Hey, you can even come out and see him in live next weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Spell attic. A-T-T-I-C.
Melissa, she's a chick. She says, I'd love to come meet you. See? And Sean.
M-E-A-T?
Yep. All this talk about hooking up, I thought was about traction.
But it is.
Someone get Sean or Kamikaze quick. He's ripe for the purple nurple.
He's ripe.
Oh, my God. Jeez, dude. Chief is a little excited for his next meat delivery.
I'm sure it just goes on and on.
It does. It does. I mean, it's not. I mean, good Lord.
I'll bet you that picture reached a lot of people on the
internet. This one says, good thing she's wearing those safety goggle glasses. Chief's about to put her eye out.
That's so wrong.
God, it's wrong on both, you know? Jeez.
It is the highest reached picture so far this week. Only 4 or 5.
It is? Yeah.
Cool tattoos, but that's too hardcore. I mean, hey, when can you get too hardcore, right? What am I going to do? I'm not going to get a job ever, so fuck it.
I got tattoos where they show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that's why I said I'm dumbass material, you know, like that commercial.
Yeah.
He says, can I work for you, Mr. Dumbass? Am I dumbass material? Oh, man. Oh, it says, no wonder why Big Chief out-traps everyone at the big end. His nipples cross first. That was a good one.
We're going to outlaw those.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
It says, Chiefs, they're never going to let you live this one down. That, it doesn't matter what I do. They're going to talk smack. It's great. I love it. Whatever. You know, he says, got all them haters. We just call them fans. You know what I mean? Like, they're on here, right?
They're talking about me. They're on there, and they're taking their time to comment.
Oh, and then there's a new picture of the cover of Drag Illustrated. Let me see if Steven Gooch is on there. Oh, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
He's not. Neither is Brandon Griggs or any of these other guys. But I am. I'm on there. It says, State of Drag, a special issue. Taking a look at drag racing in 2016. I am drag racing, guys. Look at me.
2016?
There I am. I am drag racing. I'm on the cover. Boom. Why is one of the homies on the cover of Drag Illustrated? it's got a picture of one of those little homies from back in the day. That's so perfect.
Yeah, that's a
that's
good one.
That's so perfect. Oh, God. Anyway, okay. So I think we've talked about my nipples enough.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Yeah, move on. To.
Okay. Mark, who's your money on who's going to win Armageddon this year?
guaranteed going to be, I believe it's going to be in the invite list. You know, I got to go with what my heart tells me. It's going to be one of the one of our 405s. It's guaranteed.
Oh, you think it's going to be a 405 winner?
I would probably bet on it. Yes.
Whoa, that's what I like to hear.
You know,
I'd be cool with that. I didn't think
a lot of fast cars, man.
Yeah, a lot of cars that we're not used to having to race.
Yeah,
but they're also going to have to battle it out. You know, the day before, they're going to every one of them are going to have to race for it, and they're going to have to earn themselves.
Yeah,
not all of them, man. There's a lot of fast guys that are on the invite list, also, right?
Oh, there's yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at this, let's see, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 6 times 8. How many is that?
48.
Oh wow, we're already too many. Where's the 32? Where do you see that?
It should be on the invite side. Big tire. Should only be
on the what?
Well, on the actual list is 31. And then we're waiting for the 32nd.
And is there a website for Outlaw Armageddon?
Yeah, it's outlawarmageddon.com.
Yeah, and it's got Birdman right there on the front.
No, that's the Facebook page, stupid. Outlaw Armageddon.
What Facebook page is that?
Done.com. That's easy enough. Outlawarmageddon.com. There we are. Nope. Looks like you didn't pay your shit. Or I didn't spell Armageddon right.
No, that's right.
Oh. Nope. What?
It's
AG.
Arm Aged.
See?
Wow.
That's what happens when you don't get past the ninth grade.
That's what happens when you get tattoos on your hands.
That's gangster right there.
You notice we're going to a race this weekend. We're not going to a spelling bee.
That's all right. Got to have spell check.
Yeah, that's what they made spell check for, suckers. Okay, so racer entry, general information. Wow, there's so much stuff on this website. This looks good. I like it. There's so many pictures of cars. There's so many cars.
Yeah. Jesus. Over 250 entered.
That 250 cars?
Yeah. You'll have time in between rounds.
That's insane. Look at that picture of that GTO from last year that yeah. won. God, that thing is sexy. Can't wait till I'm running one of those again or whatever.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
What?
I'm so happy.
What?
So happy.
I don't see on here.
I don't either. It doesn't say anything about 31 cars.
Oh, hell, who knows?
Big tire.
There's only going to be one winner.
Yeah, yeah, who knows? Who fucking knows? It's probably not on there.
He says, what does he say?
And the trophies are 10 times better than last year.
But, well, except for the one that I have.
Yeah, that's the original OG.
That's right. I'm really trying to find this here. I want to know, how do we find? There it is. I think this is it.
Yeah, I don't get on there enough.
2016.
I'll do computer stuff.
You don't do the computer shit?
Is that my car at the top?
That is your car.
Jesus.
I think every time you refresh it, it's a different one. Because the last time I went on here, it was Birdman. So
yeah.
This is going down at Thunder Valley Raceway Park, Noble, Oklahoma, Lexington, Oklahoma, whatever you want to call it. August 19th and 20th. Oh, you can buy tickets online and everything. You guys are legit as fuck, yo. Yeah.
It's a lot easier, and that way you don't have to fight the line and everything,
says,
you know.
The event that revolutionized no prep racing returns bigger and better in 2016. 2 days of the baddest outlaw no prep racers in the country doing battle for over $80,000. Only at Thunder Valley Raceway Park. Kid seats just $5. No, I just made that part up. I don't know how much kid seats.
Dude, if you ever stop racing, you're fired. Yeah. Guaranteed. Nipples and all.
me and my nipples will do fucking monster truck commercials and shit. Yeah. Or arena cross
arena.
At the Lazy E Arena. Yep. Yeah, so anyway, there you go.
So we don't know the 31 cars, but, you know.
There's 31.
You know, the cool thing about it is, you know, with the public, the way they picked him, I mean, it's anybody's game. I mean, you know, everybody loves Bodie, and Bodie's not even in that. You know, he has to race his way in.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just.
Birdman's in, though, right?
Oh, probably, you know.
Yeah. He doesn't
wins
even
a
know.
Couple races
no one
he's
knows.
Allowed in.
We should stop asking him questions because he's
oh, been, of course I know, yes, Birdman.
He's been busting his ass to make all this happen.
Yep.
You know, so.
from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a couple text messages while I'm sleeping. Shannon Morgan even calls me.
I would power that phone call.
That's messed up, you guys. She's part of the No Prep game.
Shit.
Shannon Morgan puts on some badass races.
When?
Sean doesn't like Shannon Morgan, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Sean and Justin McDaniel, they feel very strongly about Shannon Morgan.
Sorry, Shannon.
And yeah. Phantom, I don't think, likes her either.
Well?
It's a tough room for Shannon.
It is a tough room. Shannon, yeah. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you yeah, are
thanks
a
for pissing me off.
How'd she piss you off?
She just put me in a bad
mood. Oh, yeah, no, I remember what happened. I remember why you don't like her.
Yeah.
You don't
I
like
have
her.
No idea why she don't like me.
You don't
me,
like her because she don't like you. It's not because, yeah, because we showed up at the race in Cash Days in Texas.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know her. And she said $200 to the first person that pops that smart-ass mouth in the, or smart-ass in the mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
$200?
Yeah, she tried to pay somebody to get him here. Like, you know, a group of fucking guys. $200 to pop me in the mouth. Fuck.
I would have split it with you, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd still been friends.
Hey, somebody should have came business, over and said, dude. Here, man, look, here's $100. Pop me in the fucking mouth. I mean, take our money.
Hey,
I struggle for rent, too.
I almost did it. I almost did it. $200 to pop Sean in the mouth, I almost did it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you.
We do that shit for
free.
Yeah.
Yeah,
while he's making his nipples hard.
Yeah, but I was afraid.
I'd do it for $200. Sorry, Sean.
I was afraid I
still like you.
I
still got a fast car. I mean, that doesn't change any of that.
Yeah,
I was afraid I wouldn't get the money somehow. That they'd call me for cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
She didn't hit him hard enough.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't go down.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's not bleeding.
I promise, if I hit him, he'll go down. Oh shit! All right, so man, we really everything that we have to talk about this week, we can't talk about because it's about the finale. It's
well,
about
and everything that we can, we have, like, because we did one last Tuesday, too, you know?
Yeah, that's the part of being on this thing every Tuesday.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The problem is, that, like, in two Tuesdays, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this Tuesday.
I'm hoping I won't be in town next Tuesday.
What happens next Tuesday?
I'm hoping to be driving my car across the country.
This list can't be right, because number one, I mean, that's cheated.
You're driving your car across the country?
In a trailer to get wired.
Here, Justin.
Oh, that's
kind of what I'm hoping
That ain't
for.
A street car.
What the hell? No, it's not. List? It don't even run.
Here's the invite list. Number one.
Rigged.
It's rigged?
Yeah, that's got to be rigged.
Why?
Who's the number one car?
Oh, is this from the votes?
Yeah.
Is this how the votes turned out?
Yeah.
The number one car on the vote to invite list of the Outlaw Armageddon. Big Chief, the man, the myth, the legend, the nipples, Big Chief. Number two, coming in hot at number two with the meat. This is the Murder Nova. With the meat delivery.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Excellent.
Woo!
Number three, OG 405 Daddy Dave. Look at that. Not bad. Not bad on the Outlaw invite list. We got the first three, Big Chief, Marinova, Daddy Dave. Not fucking bad. Number four, Kai Kelly from wherever he's claiming to be from this week.
Yeah.
New Orleans, Mississippi, whatever.
No telling.
Number five, Manza.
Fuck yeah.
The one who makes it not fun.
Yep.
Number
He'll
six.
He'll make Outlaw Armageddon not fun for somebody.
Number if you need a cigarette, fast. He's got one.
If you need a cigarette or where to find the cheapest Pepsi, he can tell you.
Always got quarters on him because he uses them quarter machines.
Or if you're looking for Doc.
That's fucked
then,
up. That's
then,
fucked up.
I love you, Doc.
Monza's best friend and lesser popular teammate, the Street Beast, comes in at number six. Hey, what's fucked up? You can't even get mad at me because this isn't my list.
Yes.
I didn't make this list. The people did.
That's right.
This is the people's list.
That's the popularity contest.
This is the,
is what
this
that
is.
Is
the people's list. And
how bad did you beat me?
I'm
Does
not
it
sure
got like
it was a
number?
Landslide.
It was a landslide. It was everybody voted for Chief. And then after that, all the other votes have three and four.
I edited that.
I think they actually took some of my votes and gave them to you so you'd be
yeah,
number two.
Exactly. They're like, look, come on, let's even some of this
we
up.
We robbed from Peter to pay Paul.
Let's not let Chief beat Sean that bad.
Sorry, dude. You don't even got tattoos on your hand, man.
I know. I'm not as gangster as him.
God.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Number seven, the nicest man in street
Dominator.
Racing. Dominator made
Aww.
It number seven.
I love that guy.
Aww.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
God, he's so cute.
He is, isn't he? Number eight, the not nicest man in street racing, Chuck, who's, you know, coming back from a lengthy court battle.
He's been on some sort of hiatus, you know, in court.
Somehow they're not racing. Somehow they're letting him work. You know, they're letting him come to Outlaw Armageddon. If he's got to go real quick,
he's
though,
telling him, look, this is my job. I've got to go.
There's going to be a guy there with him, but
yeah, it's going to be late.
He's going to have a big bump in his sock.
He can't be more than 200 feet from his RV.
Yeah, last McDougal? Time Armageddon.
Yeah,
Number 9 is Corey Peters and Helenor, which I think he's crashed at every one of them, hasn't he?
I think so. I feel like some of these people knew that this deal was going on, so they got a bunch of people to vote for him.
Hey, Rubbin's racing.
Except for Total One's not racing.
Number 10 is a win is a win.
Oh.
Shane Mack.
Well, then.
We've shortened his name to Shane Mack now. He's like Prince. The artist formerly known as Shane McAlary is now Shane Mack because it sounds cooler. Like a porn star.
I wonder what's going to happen with him.
Christy Mack and Shane Mack, the duo. Number 11, Drag Week star Jeff Lutz. Which is one spot above Drag Week co-star Larry Larson.
Well, that's where he was at last time they raced each other.
Just right in front of Larry Larson.
Hey, I went out that round, and whenever he came by me, I'm sitting over there, you know, all mad, you know, like this, over there waiting. And fucking, I looked at him. He's already got the smart car just, you know, pushing him because the smart car passes everybody's golf carts.
How amazing is this list that it's really voted this way?
I think it's fucking badass.
There's no way, dude. The people voted Jeff Lutz and Larry Larson 11 and 12, and Jeff's ahead of Larry. That's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Number 13, John Doe, which he went to the final last year against that badass GTO.
He did. Just came up a little bit short.
Just a little short. Just the same short he came up at American Outlaws when he raced that same guy.
I think he was a lot short at American Outlaws.
Number 14, Lucifer. Number 15, Plan B. Got to catch him just right on the twitch with the flashlight,
with
you know.
The light, yeah.
Number 16, Birdman. How the fuck Birdman below?
I don't know.
Shane Mack.
You would think that Birdman would be, you know, right below.
This was before the last 14 wins he's just had.
Number 17, the Honey Badger. What the fuck is he? What's the Honey Badger? What is that?
Carl Scott's.
Oh, Carl Scott, the red car.
No, orange car.
Or orange car, whatever. Yeah. You know.
But either way, he don't give a fuck.
I still feel like he's in the tomato. You know what I mean? His original car, you know.
That dude is so much fun.
Yeah, he's a good time. Carl Scott's a good time. Number 18, Reaper. James Goad. McDougal's favorite to win.
Yes.
Number 19, the Blue Dragon. What the fuck is
Who's the Blue Dragon?
Captain. One that's doing some street hitting. That car's no joke, man.
Really?
He named it the Blue Dragon?
Mm-hmm. Captain?
No, I know Captain. I remember Captain.
Yeah. Got 481X in that 440 car.
That car's fast.
Yeah. I know 440s is fast.
He was running
because I was going fast, on my way to 30s and 20s.
Number 20, David Byrd Jones.
Yeah.
Number 21, Mike Murillo. Number 22, The Mistress. I raced him last year.
I raced him last weekend.
Fuck you. You fucking prick.
How'd that turn out?
Yeah, you know.
It was on your way to the finals
of
Cash Days.
Yeah.
23, the 55. Is that Chuck 55?
Yep.
The red car? I like him.
That fucking car's fast.
He don't give a fuck.
Car's cool. That is the coolest dude ever.
He just don't care.
I'm telling you.
He's a good dude, man.
Do not come around him Thursday night in the pits. Because he has this crew, I think they're hired guns, that are there to get you drunk.
Really?
And they're very successful. Yeah.
Really?
I know that
I have a bad day every time I see Chuck that night before. The next day is terrible from experience. Stay away from him.
I know that anytime he's on the show, he brings...
chicks with him.
He brings chicks to the show with
him.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I like it. He brought that Pocahontas looking girl last time. Yeah. And the time before that, remember he brought the two funny lesbians.
I think she was taller than me.
Who ragged on my socks and shoes the whole time. They were hilarious.
We just came back from a race in Ozarks that I did out there, and that him and Eleanor won. And we all went out.
How did they both win?
Yeah, how did they both win?
Well, Chuck was number one. Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
The other one was never safe. He was the first place loser.
Okay. Okay. No.
We all went to go out that night, and we never made it out of the parking lot. It was terrible. I had to have help back to my room. And
number 24.
Stay away from him.
The Cuddy. Stay away from him on the track. The people voted.
People voted.
The Cuddy.
Huh. Okay.
Number 25, Chucky. Is that Brian Davis?
I believe so.
Ooh. Oh, crap.
Ooh.
Stay away from that guy.
Oof.
Jesus. Man, isn't it weird?
Damn.
The Cuddy and Chucky side by side.
Break, right?
Yeah, I need to. Oof. Number 26, John Quick. Dude ain't a joke. His name is for real. John Quick.
Fast.
It is fast.
It is fast. Number 27, the Shinoma. Jackie Knox.
That truck's coming around.
Coming around what? What's it coming around?
What's it coming around?
Trying to go to the track?
Yeah, what the fuck's it coming around? Jeez, coming around his own hood? It's so fucked up that my son has all the Street Outlaws cars that he races on the kitchen table, and there's a, like, 70 C10 truck. That's the only truck that he really has, and it's got flames all over it. And he's like, that's the Sonoma because it's on fire. And I was like, yeah, that's fucked up. But you're six, so I can't blame you for what you say.
Because that's the way it always looks when he sees it on TV, on fire.
I don't like to see it like that, but, you know, hopefully he'll get it figured out.
Maybe I wish he'd get his shit together.
Maybe it is coming around. Number 28, Swamp Thang.
God, that car is so cool.
That car is cool. I raced him at Outlaw Armageddon. No, at Outlaw, American Outlaw,
Outlaw Armageddon last year.
Sean fucked him up at Outlaw Armageddon. I fucked him up at American Outlaws Live. But I will say that American Outlaws Live, it was faster, and they were super cool. The first time we met them, they weren't that cool.
Yeah.
But I think they
were just getting the car lined out. I put a lot on him, and my car was slow.
I think that they were just acting that way back then to try and get our attention more than anything. I think that now we've learned who they really are. They really are a cool group of people. Yes. They were cool. They were really cool. He's beat Birdman. So there.
Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
He beat Birdman?
I believe so.
I haven't even done that. Good job.
I believe it was in Wichita. I could be wrong, but I think so.
Well, Birdman ain't never beat me.
Good call, Sean.
Good call. Good call.
I ain't never beat him, but he ain't never beat me.
That's a better way to say it.
I'm just saying.
The cup's half full, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Number 29, Jason Timms.
Huh.
Oof. Him and Brian Davis and all them.
Yeah. Well,
I heard.
I had heard that he had caught fire again. That's what I heard.
Jason Timms? I didn't know. I know he crashed.
He crashed.
Was it on fire?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
I had heard that there
supposedly
was a fire because
something.
I had seen a picture of a GoPro that was on his car, and it was melted on fire.
I don't know if it was from his car, but I do know that he did crash lately, but he's okay.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
They've been showing little clips or little.
But I heard I heard his own boys. I heard, not this could be wrong, guys.
That's right, say it.
But it's from the streets.
Say it.
You know, I got my ear to the streets.
What happened on the streets?
Let's hear
it.
I didn't make this up. Somebody else did, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're just passing on the information.
I heard that his own boys down there that he races with voted him off of their list and street race thing because he had so many crashes.
Oh, well, because they don't want to race him. He's dangerous.
That's fucked up. They call him a crash.
They said, look, this guy's a crash. I don't want to race him. And he's like, that's fucked up. But they're like, you are a crash. What happened last time you raced? Crash.
They had called him a crash, y'all.
They had said, look, Jason is a crash. Is anybody with me on voting this motherfucker out of here?
They fucking voted him off the island because he was a crash. I didn't.
He really just said they voted him off the island.
But he still, gone. Man, when you're a crash, like he's a crash, I mean, what are you going to do?
Oof.
How many lives do you get?
I don't know. I'm not down there with him.
I'm
really
not
know
either,
what's
but
on.
I hear that he's a crash all the time. Hey, I honestly I honestly don't know the guy at all. And if he came, if he walked in here,
to whip your ass. No,
hey, I'm waiting for that every day of my life because that could happen. That could happen as soon as I roll out of here. Well, I could stop at the convenience store. Somebody could pop me in the mouth. Well, and I go, well, I had that one coming.
Shannon hired him.
He's number 29 on this list. He's gonna be there next week. So he may walk in to whip your ass.
He might. And if he does, then, you know, so be it. After you know, I guess you, I had that
you
one say, covered.
Hey, buddy, what's going on? Then after he hits you, oh, you're the one that's a crash.
I'm going to go, who are you? Are you the bitch or are you the crash?
You're the one they had called a crash.
Now I know who you are. You're the one that they had called a crash from Mississippi or Louisiana.
Or New Orleans. Or
yeah, wherever.
Arkansas, wherever they're racing now.
Yeah.
Phew. They had called him a crash. Look, he is I ain't a never crash. Heard that.
Is anybody else with me?
I ain't never heard of that.
Not
before.
One to race him.
I mean, I remember racing some guys that I was like, man, that guy's a crash. I don't want to race crash. That guy. But I didn't. We didn't make. No, we didn't vote the guy out. You know what I mean?
It turns out you went ahead and raced him.
We just hoped.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Well, I was a crash.
He was a crash, and then he made you a crash.
By proxy, we was a crash.
By proxy, you was a crash.
But I wasn't no bitch though. I knew he was a crash when I raced him.
We knew.
Monza told me he was a crash.
Well, we had seen many of videos of him being a crash. And we knew.
Damn.
We knew that sometimes he didn't like to lift.
I said, look, I can take John Quick and get beat, or I can take the crash. That's what the internet says. Yep,
I know.
We know you didn't get beat.
I said, Brian, I know you is a crash, but we're going to race anyway.
and you know what? I still know Brian is a crash, and if I have to race him, I'm going to race him.
Like tomorrow night?
Yeah, like this weekend.
Yeah, so I never heard nobody voting somebody off because they was a crash.
No, we're not going to vote him out because he's a crash. We're not going to have a team meeting and go, look, guys, we know he is a crash. Look, everybody here, I know. Let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. This guy is a crash. Who's
going
to fuck him?
And that guy's sitting over there going, I just got a new car. I ain't crashed.
They're going, what? I'm not going to crash.
That's fucked up, guys.
Man, that's fucked up, man. Could you imagine him having to load his car up and go,
what do you say to that? It wasn't my fault.
Well, I mean, like,
whose was?
You know, what did, I mean, well, I wonder
how it all went down.
Yeah, I'd like to have been there when they said, look, we had voted you off because you was a crash. And everybody there, and he's like, looking at his buddies, he's going, Kai, come
Kai.
On, Kai. And then he looks at his other buddy.
Man, but you are a crash.
He's like, Scott, come on, man, don't stall me out. You know I'm not a crash. And he's like, I'm sorry, bro. You a crash. Yeah.
But
you is a crash, bro. I'm sorry, man. You know, and he turned around and says, fuck y'all.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Whatever.
Fuck y'all. And hey, what's bad, man, is his car's fast.
Fast as shit.
When it's not.
When it's not a crash. Hey, right up until he's a crash, that car is fast. Hey, he wore fucking Jackie out, and then he crossed center.
And tried to come back at us.
He tried to come back as a crash.
But, I mean, you can't necessarily use that.
That's the only time I've ever seen the starting line take off running as they go through the finish line. They thought he was coming back at them.
All I know is he was wearing Jackie out before he tried to be a crash.
Oh, was he on motor?
I don't know.
He was on a mission.
It was hauling ass.
We thought he was going to come back at us. It got that sideways.
Yep.
Oh, man.
We were like, he's coming this way. Yeah, he's already on his way back.
The finish line guy's like, look out!
The camera even tried to duck out of the way on that one.
Cut the starting line.
Look out!
God, it used to be so funny when Dave.
We're gonna get our asses whipped.
You are for sure. When Dave used to scream, "Look out!" at everybody, that used to be so funny, dude. God, I used to die laughing because we was at Elton Lion Park one time watching the fireworks, and you know it's kind of sketchy over there at 39th Street. Yeah. And the trailer that it was all on like blew a tire or something in the middle of it, and it like fell over, and all the fireworks started going at people. And man, this big old girl takes off running. She's running right by us, and Dave just screams his eyes loud, "Look out!" And then she fell down. Man, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So when Dave screams, look out, I can't help it. I just die because it was so funny. Them fireworks was hitting that big girl in the neck and shit as she went by. And, you know, there ain't no dodging for a big girl. You know what I mean? Like, you can bob and weave all you want, but you're going down. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't going to be able to keep up.
And then it's funny for everybody.
So she crashed.
She was a fall. She was a fall. And then after she was a fall, she became a bounce.
Ooh. Fell down, fell right back up.
She rolled back up and kept on running.
Hey, and she was a scrape. Because she had shorts on, and the blacktop wasn't happy.
Yeah, but it's either that, or if she'd have kept on running, she could have been a fire.
Between her legs.
Between her legs, rubbing together.
God
but
damn.
But still would have crashed.
The fire would have turned out into a crash anyways. Or at least a fall. Oh, man.
Poor girl.
Oh, it's too much.
Friction.
That shit's for real, man.
This ain't no joke. Friction's no joke.
Catch on fire.
like you're in the woods, two sticks, trying to survive and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, that happens. Number 30 on the invite list is Derek Travis, third gen, OG 405.
I heard he's ready.
He ready. I don't know this for a fact.
No, I don't know. I've seen pictures. Did you hear what I first said?
Yes.
I heard
he's ready. But I've seen pictures of the car. It does look like it's semi back together. It doesn't look like the front end and the rest of the car actually meet, but it does look like they're on.
It looked like it was mounted.
It looks like the fucking Panama Canal run down the fender and the front end. I don't know what he's got going on there. Maybe in the picture I saw, it wasn't Zeus fastened on or whatever, but.
I think because it's a Berlinetta, and the front end is that of an IROC.
That's what it is. I think that's what happened. But you never count Derek out. If he doesn't cross center, he's going to be fast. Number 31, Amarilla Mike.
Yeah?
Yes. It's funny because the TV show, whenever Chuck borrowed his car, the TV show never saw his name written down. So I just heard everybody calling him Mike Amarillo and Mike Amarilla and Amarilla Mike. And so whenever I was having to say something for the show in a pickup interview, they were like, okay, so Chuck borrowed Mike Amarillo's car. I was like, what? When did that happen?
Yeah, Chuck borrowed Mike Amarillo's car.
They were like, yeah, he was in that Trans Am. I said, Mike Amarillo ain't got no Trans Am.
Yeah, he had Ford.
He has a Mustang.
Yeah, he is a fox.
He is a Mustang. Yep. Mike Amarillo is a Mustang.
Yeah, he is a fox.
And they were like, no, it says here that Chuck borrowed Mike Murillo's car. I was like, look, I don't care what it says. I was there.
I feel like I would have frowned if I saw Chuck
I don't
Mike
think
Murillo's
that Mike
car.
Murillo would loan Chuck his car.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? I mean.
But I don't. You never know. I mean, Chuck is a fox also.
Chuck is a god. What's that word?
He's not a crash.
No, what's the word whenever you put some shit out there and it's a real risk?
Oh yeah, he is definitely a hard on shit.
A what? No, he's a
risk.
He's a goddamn risk. No, Chuck's a goddamn.
No, there's
you know the word I'm talking about.
Word for it. Hang on. Yeah. Hang on. Liability. He is a liability
Chuck
for
is
sure.
A goddamn
Chuck's
liability.
A liability for everything in
or
life.
We could just call, we could change the face of this and just he is a Chuck.
Yeah.
No, Chuck is a asshole.
Yeah. He's a liability. He's not a crash.
No, he's not.
No,
a crash.
He's not a crash.
He's a fucking driver.
Oh, he is a driver. He's not a fire.
He ain't really hit nothing.
No, Chuck crashed.
He crashes every pass.
Well, I mean,
but he don't hit nothing.
I wouldn't say that he hadn't hit
it. Wasn't it last year at Outlaw Armageddon when he spun that bitch around?
He won.
Yeah, he hits people.
Yeah, he hits people.
Yeah, he hits.
He hit somebody.
Yeah, he hits people.
Oh no.
He knocked some people's teeth out.
Well, they were on their way.
Allegedly.
That's
I'm
still
not
going
sure if
to
that
court.
Really happened or
That's
not.
Still going to court. Were
I didn't
you there?
See it. No,
did
I didn't
know.
Well, hell no, I didn't.
Okay.
Did you see it?
Because now,
what are you, fucking cops? No, you want me to write a statement?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was with Chuck. We were at Topgolf when that happened.
Like, I ain't no snitch. Aaron is, though. Aaron's done snitched on somebody this weekend. We was at the movies.
Who's Aaron?
My wife.
Your wife is a snitch?
Yeah.
Bodhi not going to like her.
Hang on.
She's a buster.
Bodhi, like, your wife is a snitch.
I was like, what are you doing? I was like, what are you doing? We're sitting at the mall. We backed in to go watch Suicide Squad this weekend. And
you backed in so the repo man didn't see your tag?
Exactly. Yeah. So that whenever my shit got
the
stolen,
in the open,
they just
though.
Pull that bitch straight out. So this is
inner
urban,
city.
This inner city youth. runs by us. Really?
Where's Bodie?
Hey,
get him in here.
Hey, like he was a track star, you know?
Kenyan.
So next thing,
he was a Kenyan.
Next thing I know, Aaron looks around and I'm going, "Hey, don't be stereotyping," you know. So then the next thing you know, five security guards come running out.
Maybe he was late for the movie.
Yeah, no, he was running away from the mall.
Maybe he was late for work.
Uh huh.
Did he have his work boots on?
Yeah, no, he had left them in the mall. So five security guards come walking out after, you know, looking around. And Aaron's like, "Hey, are you looking for that guy that was just running? He went that way," Aaron told me.
That's fucked up.
Like, "They're going to make you write a statement or some shit."
She's a snitch. Your wife's
You can't put it on paper that she's a snitch. Ooh. I'd have been like, "No, officer, blart."
Blart.
No, nobody. We didn't see nothing.
No, something like an officer.
Yeah. We didn't see nothing.
No. If you were a real officer, you wouldn't be so far behind.
Put down the donut.
Yeah, and it was funny because they were like, "Oh, no, he's gone.
Bad cop."
No, you missed him by like 2 minutes.
He's long gone.
No. They were like, "No, he's gone."
Yeah. Once they get outside the mall, they don't want to tangle with homeboy.
No, hell no.
Because they get their jaw wadded up.
Talk shit.
You know homeboy's only going to run until once he gets off mall property. Then he's going to turn around.
Well, either that or his buddies are going to be waiting for him.
In the El Camino.
Yeah. He's going to hop in the back of the El Camino and they're going to scratch out.
God, you're stereotype.
Yeah. I wasn't stereotype. Aaron was.
I can't believe she snitched on the dude, though. What if he didn't do it? What if he was like Peter Pan? Robin from the rich and giving... No, that's not Peter Pan. Robin Hood. Peter Pan's the one who sneaks in little girls' windows at night. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I kind of like him.
Ew. Sean.
He was a little kid, too. Except he was really old. He just had a lot of experience. He was still young, though.
The guy running?
No. Uh-oh. Peter Pan. No, he was a youth.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, he was. He was all ass, too. There was no way that fucking mall cops was going to catch him.
Even on the Segways.
One of them was on the Segway.
Of course.
And he kept on laughing. Because they looked like Paul Blart.
Oh, shit.
You know them security guards hate that fucking movie.
I love it.
I ain't seen it, but I know a lot about security guards at the mall.
Yeah. They're the real deal. They're just waiting on their opportunity.
They've told me a lot of times. They told me a lot of times how much of the real deal they are.
Boom. We're losing all of our security guard fucking listeners right now.
We lost them season one when we dressed up like security guards.
Hey, we was the real deal.
We were real deal security guards, man. That was no.
We would have caught that fucking youth.
We'd have caught that inner city urbanite. And we'd have asked him, what?
Look, man, are you a steal? Are you a fucking steal?
Did you see the steal run out of here? Because some guy that was a steal.
Hey, was that kid a steal? We had seen him running.
And your wife would have been like, yes. Yes, he was a steal, and he went that way.
Yeah. Whatever it was, it wasn't big. He wasn't carrying nothing. He had gym shorts on. Looked to me like he was headed towards the gym. I didn't know where he was going. I didn't care.
He was headed for a basketball game.
It was none of my business where that dude was going.
I know. Then your wife dropped dime on him.
Yeah, she did.
I'm going to change her name in my phone and Bodie's phone to snitch.
Yeah. Bodie's going to go, "Which one's your old lady?"
Bodie's going to show up and be like, "Keep me away from Sean's old lady. Yeah. I heard she's a snitch."
I heard she's a snitch.
She's a tail. Yeah. She's a tail.
She's a tail. She had dropped diamonds on that boy.
Didn't even know if he did it or not.
Yep.
The small tire list for Outlaw Armageddon. Kip Broadus. That's a sweet name. I don't know what he has, but it's a sweet name. Number two. How the fuck is he voted number one? I don't even know who. Who's Kip? What does he have?
I have no idea.
Phantom, you're our fucking producer. Who the fuck is Kip Broadus and what does he have?
That's a solid fucking answer, man.
Solid answer, man. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm using Phantom's phone to look at the list, and no one wants to use my phone because of what's on it. So
yeah, browser history.
You don't want to swipe the wrong way and be like, "Whoa,
ooh,
is that my mom?"
Yeah.
Petey Smallblock number two.
Yeah.
I know him. I like him.
Yep.
He's got one of the coolest voices and accents other than Bodie.
Can you do him?
"Yo, dog, this PD Small Block. We're trying to come down there and get it in, yo. Let's get it. Small Block Mafia, kid. You know what I'm saying?"
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I come down here on real small tires, not that fake bullshit you fucking got.
True 28.
This is true 28, you fucking guys.
29.
You fucking guys show up
tire.
Here on them goddamn W tires and shit fucking guys. Chief, I'm sorry. This is bullshit.
Raced on the show against Detroit. The white
Me?
Thing with the Pro
Charger. Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. Kip.
That ain't no small tire. I guess it probably will be for this deal, huh?
That's what it says. Boost 12, number 4. Wait, I skipped Kamikaze, number 3. We all know and love Kamikaze. Yep. He's my nigga. I have an impasse. Hold up.
Oh.
Hold up. Bodie said I have an impasse. Bodie had said, if y'all want to ask about my impasse, call Bodie. He keeps it on him.
He's
going to let y'all know.
He's legit.
Chief has an impasse for the podcast because he said I'm a real deal comedian and I should be able to say whatever I want.
I feel like you can say whatever you want. I'm trying to hold back over here.
Number 4, Boost 12. He has a pretty cool accent, too. He's from Chicago. Small tires. I'm in Cats. I'm always in Cats up here in Chicago racing and eating fucking hot dogs. And I beat Chief on Street Allies.
Yep.
I beat Chief. He was on small tires, too.
I don't think he had his car at COS when I was there.
Really?
I didn't see him.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
maybe him and Heyo Steve had a falling out.
I don't know. Heyo Steve was there.
Funny is your voice sounded just like Heyo Steve. Heyo
will be there.
Yeah, Heyo Steve is there. He's on the list. He's at number 8. Heyo.
He ain't getting no littler.
Is he getting fat?
Oh, man.
Heyo Steve's getting fat?
Yeah, you ain't seen him?
No.
Somebody even said something to him. Yeah. Somebody said, God damn, you need to quit fucking eating. And he started laughing. He was like, you goddamn right.
Right in the middle of his driver's meeting.
Right in the middle of his fucking driver's meeting, dude.
Oh,
it's fucking hot. It was so fucking hot.
But hey.
Hey.
Look. Chicago is fat.
Yep.
Chicago is a fat.
Yep.
They eat some terrible food, man. Everything up there is terrible fucking food. So I feel like if you live in Chicago, you're going to get a fat because you eat a lot of hot dogs.
That one dude's not, though. He's a skinny.
Which one?
What's his name? The Mouth. The fucking Mouth from there that builds motorcycles.
Oh, Palermo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Palermo. He is a skinny.
Yeah, he's a skinny.
He's a fun. He's a something.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a motorcycle.
He's funny. He's funny.
I like him. Nobody else does, but whatever.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Black Ops. He's the one that jumped on Boosted and did the dance that he won on the show, but then they came back and said he was a loss. And he had already done the
they
dance.
They had called him a jump.
And he looked. he came back, did his dance, and then none of his buddies told him that they had called him a jump. And so remember afterwards, he looked at all his buddies, he goes, man, y'all knew I jumped, you let me do that fucking dance? And they was like, sorry, player, they called you a jump.
He said you was a jump. We didn't believe him.
We knew you wasn't
a
jump.
I had been a jump.
You had been a jump. I don't remember last time I had been a jump.
I was a jump just here a while back.
You jump. You a jump.
I didn't believe it, though, remember?
No, you
I
didn't.
Argued about me
said,
being a jump.
Said,
I was like, look, man,
said,
I ain't no fucking jump.
You said, I seen the light. Monkey said, yeah, you was going by. He said, I seen the light come on. Muggy's like, yes, he was going by.
Yep.
Number 6, Corn Dog? Is that?
Don't know.
I feel like he should be 8, and Heyo Steve should be 7, and then 7, 8, 9. Because that's how Heyo Steve got big, maybe, is eating corn dogs.
Fucked up, man.
Number 6 is Corn Dog. Never. I mean, how did Corn?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just because they thought that if they voted for Corn Dog, they got one. Oh, it's a Mustang. No wonder. It's small tire, Mustang.
I like him already.
P Small Block, Mustang. Boost 12, Mustang. Corn Dog, Mustang. Boost GT, number 7, Mustang. Number 8, Heyo Steve. I don't know what he's got now.
Camara.
Got a Trans Am.
Trans Am.
Oh, really?
He's a real street racer, though. He'll get down
on
real streets.
He damn sure will.
So will Boost 12. So will... Wait a minute. Will Boost 12? Have we seen Boost 12 on a real street lately? Who? No, it was a Heyo Steve and...
Heyo Steve and...
The dude that I like, but he don't come out no more.
And Boost 12's name Joey, isn't that him?
Yeah.
Last time I ever seen him race was when you raced him.
Yeah, he beat me. Whatever.
I wasn't going to say that.
No, it was Heyo Steve, and then who's the dude that had the green LT1 car? He used to come out 100 years ago, but don't come out no more. But he came out in St. Louis when he was up there, and he raced on the street against...
I thought the green LT1 car was Heyo
Steve's. No, Heyo Steve has
like
a pewter Trans Am or whatever.
He had an orange
Camaro. And then, but his buddy, he's got a weird name, Oscar or...
I don't remember.
Oscar?
He raced Boosted.
What the fuck's his name? I don't remember, but remember when we showed up in St. Louis, he wanted to race you for 500 or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
To see how fast your car was, even though we knew it was
That's
a joke race.
Number nine, my homie. Flacco.
Oh, yeah.
Flacco is legit.
He is.
I like the fuck out of Flacco.
Bad, dude.
I like him. He's number 10. You're going to fuck around and Flacco going to show up with his boys and you're going to be a...
Flacco knows I like him.
You're going to be a purple.
I'm going to be a dead.
You're going to be a bruise. You're going to be a bruise.
He's going to say, look, we had heard from somebody that you was a mouth. And now we're going to take care of it.
We're going to take care of you. We're going to take care of you, me and my homies.
Yeah, him and his crew, man, they're cool.
Yeah, definitely. Number 10, Jake Blaine. Who that? Is that the blue Mustang? Boosted, whatever?
I'm sure Eric Bain.
Eric Bain. Oh, Jake Blaine. Sorry, I mixed up with Eric Bain.
I'm going to tell you right now, Eric Bain, go ahead and cash your chips in. He's a winner.
He's a winner? What?
Big block, twin turbo, boosted ego.
When he he used to have a small block. Now he got a big block.
He's got a new car.
Oh, he's got a new car.
Newer white Mustang. Everything he was the one that goes to. He wins.
He was the one that talked all that shit when he was on the show with the braces and shit when he raced Kamikaze. It was fucking. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he's a pretty kid.
He's pretty kid. Yeah, he's pretty too. Yeah, if I was in jail, beard.
It's got to be fake, but
I'd check up with him.
He's a win. He's a win.
Really, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was
everything
a win.
He goes to. He's win.
Nah, is Keith Sabo in it still?
No, he's out. He wanted a tree start, and I said we don't do that here. And he goes, I do that, and I said, you don't race.
No shit. So he like said, fucking,
Keith
he's not coming.
Sabo was a cry?
He's a fucking cry?
Yeah, he is definitely a cry.
I met him at COTS. He seemed cool.
No, he
but he was a cry. But yeah. COTS also has a tree, so.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Here. I had heard that he was a cry.
He threw out, everywhere I go, they use a tree. And I said, well, you know, I don't think you're going to go here.
That's a good answer, Mark.
Yeah.
I don't think this relationship.
Yeah. Wow, that sucks.
I mean, we have a light. It's just held by Wiley.
Yeah.
It's not on a tree. We took it off the tree.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It's a remote light.
Yeah, that's how we
do it. Our light is a remote.
Yeah.
I know Wiley. He's flagging it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wiley's a fight.
Yeah. Fuck
yeah.
Waiting to happen.
He is a temper.
He is an arrest. Yeah.
He is not open to anybody else's thoughts.
Yeah. But you can always bet. Like, okay, look, I've known
he's
Wiley.
Fair,
I've known
he
Wiley for 20 years. Okay, you can guarantee if you get into it with Wiley, you really should rethink what's going on because there's a chance you're wrong.
You're a fucking wrong.
And
if you're not
a wrong, then you need to remind Wiley of why he's a wrong, and then he'll shut up.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole about it.
Yeah, because if you're an asshole about it, then it doesn't matter. You're a fight.
You're a fight or you're a bitch.
And
there's two ways to get away from something like that.
He's going
to
be a fight, and then he's going to be an arrested.
Yes.
I've seen him.
Mm.
His nickname back in the day was Doo-Doo.
Doo-Doo.
Because one time he was a drunk, and he was a Jeep, and you're not supposed to be a drunk and a Jeep at the same time. And it was July 4th, and... the people in charge of America thought he was too drunk for the Jeep. And,
he felt like he wasn't.
He didn't agree with them. So he was an argue. And believe it or not, no matter how badass you are, they are a win.
Yeah, they are. And then you're a handcuff.
And then you are a fucking handcuff. And they had him on his face with the knees in his back, hog tying him and screaming at him. You gonna tell me your name now? And he goes, yeah. And they're like, what's your name? He said, Doo-Doo. And then they kept ripping his ass, and he wouldn't tell him his name. And I remember Dave's daughter was there, and she was a little bitty girl, and she saw that. And so she started calling him Doo-Doo because she thought, I mean, yeah, that's what he said his name was. So he was Doo-Doo for a long time. Doo-Doo. Mm-hmm. Wiley. Wiley's a fair.
He is a
flag. He's going to flag it, just like he has many, many, many times before. So if Wiley calls you for being unfair,
take a
second.
Yeah.
Take a second.
Either that or talk to him about it first.
Reflect on what's
say,
going
look,
on.
Man, I had this plan to do this.
Look, I think I'm a right.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you're a right? Let's talk about it.
Uh-huh.
But don't call him a bitch.
No.
No.
Or don't call him a cheat. He doesn't like either one of those words.
Yeah.
He becomes a problem.
He becomes your problem.
Yeah. And don't burn somebody down when he's running.
Well, I mean, if you're going to burn him.
Yeah, but if you do shit, if you're legit, you ain't never going to have a problem in life with Wiley.
Nope.
No, if you're really out
best
there to,
friend,
if you're really out
really
there,
out there to race and see
to
who's
race.
Faster, Wiley's going to be cool with you. If you're out there to pull some other shit, then.
Then he's going to see it.
Wiley still remains what you and I know him as. Wiley's my dog.
Wiley's my dog. He's always been dog. Everybody
that's
knows Wiley's dog.
Wiley dog.
Wiley, he's a ride or die type cat.
Yep.
But if you fucking up,
He ain't gonna ride with you.
Mm-mm.
If you fucking up,
he'll drop you off.
If you fucking up, he'll drop you smooth off.
He'll drop you off.
And if he's fucking up, he don't care if you ride with him or not.
Remember that time that dude made him mad pulling through PSRA and he crawled through the passenger window to whoop that dude's ass?
Yeah, I remember he challenged a cop to a fight when I was in the car with him.
Now, that happens a lot. Why does he not like uniformed men?
I was just smacking him, and I was like, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up. He's like, fuck him. I was like, no.
He's a win.
He's a win.
You're a lose.
You're going to be a handcuff in a minute.
And then I'm going to be a lose.
And then I'm going to have to run, you know?
Yeah.
And he just kept going. That cop was like, I'm tired of getting called out here for this bullshit. And then Wiley, fuck you. I didn't call you. You should be yelling at the motherfucker to call you. And then... Then the cop said, what? And then Wiley said, what? And I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Don't There's not much Wiley, else that no comes one else, after that.
No one else should be a what. Yeah, you know what I mean?
No. There's not much else that comes after that.
No, he
that.
Got mad real quick. And I was like, uh-oh. And that cop was mad.
Yeah, you challenged a cop's authority.
And I was like, thank you, officer. We understand completely. And blah,
don't,
blah.
Don't come back.
And that's pulled. When you throw out, we
yeah,
are sorry.
We're sorry. We're not coming back.
He may
we're
never not be sorry, be, but we are sorry.
We're not going to do this again.
I'm speaking for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's and, sorry. He just don't know
I'm
it
just
yet.
I'm just smacking the
sorry.
Fuck
out.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then we pull away from there. Of course, Wiley's like, you are a bitch. And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, but neither one of us is a handcuff.
Yeah, but we are a free tonight. We can go back to doing everything we was doing.
Yeah, we go right back to the same motherfucking place and keep doing what we was doing, but... Not if you kept up. 11, Andrade Sr. Love. I love Andrade Sr.
Me too.
I love him. He's a cool motherfucker.
Yep.
Always has been.
All of them.
That's on top of my list. Andrade Sr. has always been at the top of my list. Always will be. Number 12, Palov. This is a small tire list.
Holy shit.
Who's Palov?
Is that the guy that I raced that I did the big wheelie against in Georgia? What's that guy's name? He's from Canada or something, eh?
Oh, he's a foreign.
Yeah, he is.
He's a border. You
know, what's his name? Way. It's something like that, though.
It starts with a P.
This one's Palov.
There you go. That's
The chances are it could be same.
Yeah, same. Sounds
Number boring. 13. I love this right here. Number 13. AV Boys.
Nice.
Not which car, not which person.
You never know.
Yeah.
You're going to get somebody from Antelope Valley. That's all you're going to get.
Yep.
It may not even have body on it.
I mean, is there a rule for that?
Because Lunchbox is a cheat.
Yes, he is. He's a smooth.
He's a smooth cheat.
He's a smooth cheat is what he is.
Yeah, and his
Come
boy,
on, baby. Hey, calm down,
He
baby.
Closes his eyes when he talks to you and shit, and he's all, hey,
well, that's when you know he's lying.
Yeah.
Because he won't look at you. He'll go, oh, yeah,
it looked like,
oh come on, baby.
It's like you're talking to fucking Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like, why are you tripping, baby? Come on, baby.
Wiley would tell him to look at him. Wiley would, he'd call him out on it. Hey, man, what are you looking at?
And then... His boy, his homeboy, his number one boy or whatever, or is Tony. He's a hair.
He's the one that.
He's
oh,
a
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, and he's an arm.
Who's the?
He's
he
a.
Is an
he's
arm.
A. He's
God
a
damn,
hand.
Remember, he beat fucking
beat
Monkey.
Kamikaze and Monkey in arm wrestling. Gay's accepted, right? Gay is an accepted word, correct?
Are you sure he was? He looked a gay.
He was a Homo American.
I mean, what's the right deal for this, fam?
What's the correct nomenclature?
What can we say?
What's the correct nomenclature?
Just steer around it.
Steer around it, he said.
Steer around it.
Steer
that
around
metrosexual
it.
Guy had put kamikaze.
Did you say steer around it or queer around it?
Oh, look, I'll just say the guy was a rainbow of joy.
He was shiny.
And he come out
like
there. And
he was a unicorn.
He so the fuck was a unicorn. And he beat kamikaze in arm wrestling. And kamikaze, kamikaze has had problems.
Kamikaze was the
bottom
man.
Line, from what kamikaze said, he's glad I wasn't there. Because I told him like I told kamikaze.
Oh, yeah, I heard you was an arm wrestling motherfucker.
I'll break that sumbitch off.
Mark, hey.
I will break.
That's
listen to the words coming
Mark
out.
Is
hey,
arm.
Wiley,
that's
Wiley
what
is a guarantee. I'll break that motherfucker off. Bottom
so,
line.
AV boys, if you could bring your rainbow with you to the Armageddon.
If you could bring your unicorn out here to Oklahoma.
We also have an arm. If we're going to put him up against your arm.
Oh man, good luck cleaning this deal up.
I don't think it needs to be cleaned up. I think we did fine. I think we're doing fine.
Okay.
So Tony with the hair and the arms.
God
and hands,
damn, he's a good looking dude.
He is, man.
He is. What is he?
He's an arm. What do
no,
you mean?
Like from what background is he?
A street racing.
No, that's not what I'm talking
about. Oh, you mean
about.
Like
I'm
what is
about,
he?
Man, he's dark complected. He's got like, really nice flowing hair.
He does like
man,
he's Greek.
Fucking built. Yeah, he's like fucking Greek. Let's just call him Greek.
He's like a Greek mixed with an Greek? Armenian because he hangs around with Lunchy and they know they lie all their
well,
ass
and
about.
Then there's the Armenian Tony.
He just that's, lives in California. I don't yeah. think he has anything to do with them guys.
You gotta fucking go, Mark.
I think that Mark is afraid
Mark
of all of
go.
Our backlash.
No, but look at all these questions we still gotta ask Mark.
Okay, Mark. We're sir. Moving on. Sorry, small tire guys.
Anyways,
I'm
Tony,
run
you're a
good looking
motherfucker, dude.
AV Boys, Bobby Ducati, the Yeti, Baller Coop, Air Force One. I know Air Force One's gonna he's a win.
Yep.
Student driver, Skinnies.
Student driver?
Skinnies, he beat Boosted, just saying.
Skinnies.
Just
yeah.
in case Skinnies hasn't
hey,
told you
fast.
Yet. Just in case
no,
Skinnies himself.
No, he's let everybody know.
Just in case Skinnies himself hadn't told you yet, he did beat Boosted.
He's an information.
He made his own trophy, I think. Number 20. My favorite, Francisco Vega.
Nice.
The troll
he
himself.
He is a troll.
He is a troll. Team SVO, The Grinch, Bolo de Humo, Turbo GT, Boosted Ego, Buckmaster. He's
nice.
A tall.
Nice.
He's a dumb, but I like him. He's a nitrous.
NX.
He's a nitrous.
He is an NX.
Hey, he wins a lot, too.
He does.
In that
he trucks
love.
Fast.
Freakin' Reekin, he's a beard now. He's got a beard.
Really?
Gragula, what the fuck is Gragula? I don't even know what that is. LS Killer, The Fugitive.
Fugitive's
wait a minute.
Fast.
That could be anybody on this list. Blazonic, I know him. He's
yeah,
a he's a scary.
That's a small tire?
It is now. He's a scary. 32, Stacy Kinney, he's an OG. Stacy Kinney, an OG. Hey, you put him on Instant Green, Stacy Kinney Jr. will fuck you up.
Yep.
All right, Mark, you're out of here. 10 questions real quick. Number 11, can you beat AV Boys Rainbow in arm wrestling?
I believe I can.
There you go, guys. He's confident. I feel the confidence. Just Mark's a confident.
Yep.
Number 10, carbureted or fuel injected, Mark?
Fuel injection.
Always. Mark has
always.
Been fuel injected since before fuel injection was
yes.
cool. Back when you had to burn chips and put them in your Fox body, Mark was still fuel injected.
I'm still burning chips and putting them in my Fox body.
Number 9, farm truck or Asian?
Are they separate?
Yeah, no, you pick one or the other.
Pick one.
This is multiple choice still.
A or B? Or D or D?
I'm just going to say B. You don't know which one I started with.
No.
Say B.
Farm truck or Asian. So Asian would be B. So you like
so
Asian
so you
more
like
than
Asian
farm
more?
Truck?
Is it because he's Asian?
Because he looks like
that's,
a little
that's
boy.
Hard,
you know,
that's
farm truck's American.
Yep.
That's hard to say.
Okay. You got to say
okay,
one, though.
You got to say one.
If you got to go, you
if
need
you gotta
to say
go,
one.
You...
Farm truck or Asian?
Let's go with farm truck.
Farm truck. Whoa. Got it.
I like the hat.
He okay. likes the hat. He likes right. guys in hats.
He likes old guys.
And cowboy butts drive him nuts.
Yep.
Number 8, big tire or small tire, Mark? What you at?
Small tire.
I knew it.
He's been small tire since way back. I remember you used to tell me all the time, radios are faster than slicks. And I used to be, you're so full of shit. Now I'm like, radios are faster than slicks.
Yep.
Number 7, grudge race or no prep, Mark?
No prep.
No prep, no prep.
No prep, grudge race.
Oh, there you go.
Mm.
Number, I don't know. Number 6. You don't really care about either one of these. Number 6. Reno and Sarah or Lake Road?
Man, that's a hard
this
one.
Is going to be for only the OKC Cats because
yep.
Reno and Sarah was a good street that we raced on with Mark back in the day. And
man,
Lake Road. Okay,
Lake Road's a better
guaranteed
road. There's no
Lake
doubt
road.
About it.
Yeah.
Smoother.
Some big races went down at both, though.
Mm.
Number 5. Nitrous or turbo?
Man, nitrous.
Really? Okay.
Ish. Yes, nitrous. Yes.
Number 4.
Shame. It's like Viagra. What? It's cool as shit until it runs out.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if you're let down.
With nitrous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I like nitrous, too.
Turbo's like.
I like Viagra, too.
Cialis
is okay.
It never
yeah.
stops.
Number 4. Shaved or hairy?
Shaved. Yeah. 1970 is gone.
Mark has no qualms about
nope.
it.
Nope.
None.
None.
Absolutely.
Number 3. Small block or big block? This is
I
a good one
answer.
For Mark. I know this answer. You don't even have, you can even say which one.
Small block, guaranteed.
Forward, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was
he's
Henry
small block
Ford. It wasn't Henry Chevy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mark used to say really loud things all the time, too. What was your favorite? What was the big one that you used to say all the time out the window?
Idiot!
No, the,
right
out the window?
Now. You say right now.
What?
Yeah, you say what? And you say right now.
It is. Number two, Doc or Monza?
I know what he's going to say.
Man, I mean, I travel all over with Monza.
Monza.
Doc ain't got no room in his truck for him. Sorry, Doc. Monza.
Well, there's only so much you can do with that head.
And Monza lets me smoke cigarette after cigarette after cigarette.
Well, because Monza will smoke cigarette after cigarette with you.
Yeah, and I don't smoke. Yeah.
You don't even smoke.
I don't even smoke.
Because when you're with Monza, you don't have
to. Yeah, I have to take a patch when I get out of Monza's truck. But it's cool. I love you, Monza. Honestly, I'm going through withdrawals right now. I saw him last night.
Yeah, and it's going to take a while to get there because he's going to stop somewhere and fish.
Yeah.
Number one, street or track? Now, this is tough for you because I know where you come from, but I also know where you went, and I know where you've been back from and stuff. Street or track, bro?
I mean, I'm born and raised a street racer, man. I have to put a place for everybody for that one time in their life. You remember how we used to do it?
I remember.
The one time in your life, you do not have to look over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Now it's just every weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm a street racer.
Right on. Street.
Yep.
There you go, guys.
I can't wait to bring my little Ford nitrous small block out and find
on small tires. Find dangerous.
On the street.
There you have it. Dangerous. He's looking for you.
There you go. It's call out. That's call out. All right, guys. Don't tell anybody about this podcast because there's a lot of stuff on here that probably not.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people who want to beat Chief up after today.
And they're going to want to, you know, censor us and shut us down and all that stuff, you know, because we talk about things. We're a dumb.
You're politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Because we're a dumb.
Because we're a dumb.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well.
Anyway.
At least we're not holding anything back.
Let us know. Hopefully the microphone sounded better. Mark's like 3 foot away from his, so if it worked, we're amazed.
Yes.
You idiot. All right. See you later, Mark. Thanks for coming in and talking to us. Thanks for missing work and all
Remember
that.
Remember next weekend, August 19th and 20th.
He'll be the guy in the
Outlaw
bright blue polo shirt.
Armageddon. Yep.
Outlaw Armageddon. We'll see you there. Peace.
See y'all next Tuesday.